This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. World leaders, along with hundreds of veterans, are marking the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion in Normandy, France. As the sun rose over Omaha Beach, there was a moment of silence for the fallen, followed by taps. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
June 6, 1944, Operation Overlord, the massive Allied land and sea invasion of the French coast that began Nazi Germany's downfall and helped end World War II a year later. To the Americans that fought there,
"You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live."
Speaking near Omaha Beach, the president called them the pride of the nation. French leader Emmanuel Macron said his nation thanks them and the other Allied troops who broke Hitler's hold on France.
"We know what we owe to you, veterans. Our freedom."
I'm Sagar Magani.
The African Union says it has suspended Sudan from all activities until a civilian-led government is formed. The AU Peace and Security Council announced the suspension Thursday as protest leaders in Sudan rejected an offer from the ruling military council to negotiate the country's political future. The protest leaders said the call for talks is insincere following this week's deadly crackdown on demonstrators in Khartoum, which witnesses blamed on the militia known as the Rapid Support Forces. Denmark's Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen has resigned after the opposition Social Democrats won the most seats in the country's elections. The Social Democrats got about 26% of votes to lead all parties. From Washington, this is VOA News. AP's Jackie Quinn reports President Trump says he's planning to move forward with the tariffs on Mexican imports unless more progress is made at the border.
While Mexico's foreign minister says he's optimistic about the talks, President Trump tweeted from Ireland there isn't enough progress to stop him from launching the import taxes on Monday. But some Republicans in Congress are threatening to take steps to block the tariffs. They worry about the impact on the U.S. economy, on consumer prices, and on a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. China's Commerce Ministry will release a list of unreliable foreign companies in the near future. The decision to create the list is widely seen as a response to a U.S. decision to put Huawei Technologies on a blacklist for alleged theft of intellectual property and evasion of Iran sanctions. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The new list announced last week is widely seen as a response to a U.S. decision to put Huawei Technologies on a blacklist for alleged theft of intellectual property and evasion of Iran sanctions. China's Commerce Ministry spokesman told reporters at a weekly briefing that the process of drawing up the list was underway. He said no particular company or industry is being targeted. For Huawei, U.S. companies will have to seek government approval for sales to the Chinese telecom giant once the listing takes effect. China hasn't said what action it would take against the entities included on its list. I'm Zaria Shackley.
A new study by the World Health Organization finds more than 1 million people worldwide are newly infected every day with a curable sexually transmitted infection. Lisa Stein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports more than 376 million new cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, trichomoniasis, and syphilis occur every year. On average, WHO says 1 in 25 people globally have at least one of these infections, with some having multiple infections at the same time. The UN Health Agency warns infections that are left untreated can lead to serious and chronic health effects, including neurological and cardiovascular disease, infertility, ectopic pregnancy, and increased risk of HIV. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Two American women accused of joining with the Islamic State terror group, along with their children, are heading back to the United States. A spokesman for the Kurdish-led administration in northeast Syria told VOA the women and six children were turned over to U.S. custody on Wednesday. The U.S. State Department says it was assisting with the repatriation of Americans from Syria, though officials declined to provide specifics. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.